The Disability Royal Commission held its first public hearings this week with a focus on the education system. The inquiry heard stories of children being verbally and physically abused and excluded from activities at school. But disability advocates say there's one problem. The evidence came from parents and teachers. Not a single witness was a student with a disability. Naz Campanella has this report.
Disability advocate Samantha Connor says this week was a bittersweet moment for many in the disability community.
The Royal Commission was a lot of years in the making. A lot of us were lobbying for it. I think the overwhelming feeling that I have is disappointment that we fought for something better than this.
The first public hearings this week in Townsville looked at education, hearing stories of verbal and physical abuse, bullying and exclusion from school activities. A spokesperson for the Royal Commission has told Saturday AM the inquiry chose to start with the Queensland government system for an important reason. It's the only state with an inclusive education policy in acknowledgement to the United Nations Convention on the Rights of People with a Disability. But Samantha Connor says she was disappointed that it didn't hear from any students with disabilities.
The biggest problem for me is that when you say that you're going to have a Royal Commission that's going to have disabled people at the heart of it, and then you don't have a single disabled person who's giving evidence, that's incredibly problematic. If you can imagine the Deaths in Custody Royal Commission, imagine having the union who is in charge of representing prison guards, for example, and not having a single Aboriginal person at that Royal Commission.
Inclusive education academic Dr. Shiralee Pode from Melbourne University agrees.
The lived experience of people with disability must come out in this Royal Commission, and there must be opportunities for people to talk about their experiences with the education system directly.
She says while it's important to hear from parents, they will have a different view to their children.
Actually, to hear the voices of kids and adults who have been educated, for example, in special schools, adults with disability, I think would be really vital for the remaining hearings.
But for some people who want to tell their stories to the Royal Commission, public exposure is the last thing they want. And Green Senator Jordan Steele-John is concerned evidence given in private sessions during the three-year inquiry won't remain confidential after it's over. He says that could scare people off from giving evidence at all.
The chair admitted on the second day that there is currently not a legislative framework to enable the commission to take and hold private testimony beyond the 3 years of its running, and that they might have to ask the federal government to introduce legislation to give them that ability. And as one woman said to me, Jordan, I can't tell my story if I think that in 3 years when this is over, it'll come out and I'll lose my job.
A Royal Commission spokesperson says the inquiry recognises the importance of young people with a disability being able to speak for themselves. And in future sittings, it'll seek to hear from people willing to share their story.